GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Helrick Tyler Show. George continues his vacation. And from the University of Maine, Augusta, Noel March, our guest co-host. How are you doing behind the bulletproof glass in Spacious Studio 7A, my friend?
Well, it's a brave new world, isn't it? I'm doing fine. Or I'm not affected, or not well, or somewhat well.
Noel's alluding to our question of the day, and let's ask it one at a time of the money men dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. Let us start with Paul Tormey on loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they say...
You matter more.
Paul, how are you adapting to changes and challenges caused by COVID-19? Very well, somewhat well, not well, or I am not affected?
I think we're doing pretty well. The bank has those of us who can work remotely, working remotely. We do have folks in our branches. They're working the drive-up windows. They just ask if you need to go in the lobby that you call and arrange to do that. And, of course, technology has enabled a lot of the things that we do. So you can bank online. You can call us up on the phone. There's a BSB app. So we're there for our customers, and things have been going well so far.
Good morning, Tom Hicks of JT Hicks & Company. Same question for you, Tom. The question of the day, how well are you adapting to changes and challenges caused by COVID-19?
Well, I think we were pretty well positioned, for something like this to happen anyway, because we're primarily a cloud-based, company. And so I think we're doing pretty well. All of our three local offices are basically closed. We do have drop-off locations, so you can bring your tax information in. You can drop it through a drop slot that's secure. But, most of our folks are really opting to use our secure web portal, so they're just scanning their documents and uploading, and, we're able to do their tax returns. We can even deliver their tax work remotely. They can pay for it remotely. So, a lot of Americans are probably using online services like TaxAct, TaxCut, and TurboTax. And, I think that's great. And if you don't, if you're not that kind of person, then you can reach out to somebody like us and we can do it right across the internet. So aside from that, like other businesses, we're still trying to restrict contact, with people and, generally adopting safe practices to keep everybody healthy. So I think we're doing pretty well in that regard.
Tom, let's get to some of the money matters that we wanted to discuss. And you found the article that included the Wallet Hub survey that found how many million Americans anticipate they're going to have trouble paying their bills because of the epidemic? What was the number on that?
67 million Americans anticipate that they will have trouble paying their bills because of the coronavirus. And, I don't think I'm going too far out on a limb here to say I think that number is pretty low. I think it's going to be a much bigger number, quite frankly, before this is all done. So 67 million Americans polled said they think they're going to have trouble.
So, Paul, what are we supposed to do about this?
First of all, I got to say that I've been really impressed. I mean, yes, there is a worry out there, and yes, some people are going to be working fewer hours or maybe not at all, but I've personally been impressed at the number of companies who have said, look, we're going to send you home, but, we're going to carry you, at least for the time being. So, that's been kind of heartwarming, but it's true. This anxiety is out there. If you walk around, it does feel in a way that there's kind of a black cloud sort of hanging over, and it's that uncertainty we always talk about on this program. However, that being said, and we've talked about this before, when the revenue starts to diminish, you really have to have a plan. Hopefully you had a plan going into it, but it's never too late, as Tom will tell you, to start with a plan. The first thing you got to do if you're, according to this article that Tom dredged up, I think it was from Consumer Reports, but the data's from Wallet Hub, they recommend checking out unemployment. Find out if this situation, and you lose hours or you lose your job or you get laid off, find out if unemployment insurance applies to you. If you don't know about that, go on the Maine Department of Labor website and find out. There's a lot of information there. That's maine.gov/labor. I don't work for them. I'm not trying to promote that, but that's a good place to start. Find out if that applies to you and if you can do anything to get at least some money coming in.
Tom, pivot to you. Bill collectors might still be calling during this time. What can one possibly do?
Well, I think, you know, the first and most important thing is, you know, be honest with your creditors. Tell them that you're, you know, that you're struggling, that you want to pay your debts, you need some help. What can they do? You know, I think Paul would probably attest to this, that many states now, I've read, have halted evictions. They have halted any, you know, mortgage payments and any kind of collection activities that can happen from, you know, financial institutions. So, but when they do come calling, if they do come calling, you know, I think it's important to, you know, to be honest about, be available and be responsive to, you know, to them, and try to be, try to work out something, you know, as soon as I, you know, get my job back, as soon as my hours are, you know, back up, as soon as this, this crisis is over, or at least on the downside, and I can go back to work, I can make, you know, payments of so much per month, which, you know, I think is kind of important. I've talked about this many, many, many times on this program, is having a plan and having a budget. Know what your, you know, what your resources look like and what your capabilities will be, so that you're not, you know, you're not really intentionally misleading creditors as to what your capability will be once you are able to go back to work.
So, Paul, many people are looking for relief programs all across the country. In New York State, for example, they're putting policies in place to suspend mortgage debt. California is halting evictions. The FCC, that regulates this very radio station, as well as all our telecom, is putting a hold on cutting off services at this time. Look at the federal student loans already have payment options. What do you think, Paul? What are the options for relief here in Maine that you're aware of that you could recommend?
Well, let me just, before I get to that, Noel, say something about what Tom was talking about, the negotiating with lenders. I think there's a tendency to want to just deal with today's problem today and do another, you know, deal with tomorrow's problem tomorrow. And so you might say, well, I'll make this month's payment and then we'll deal with tomorrow. I think the way to do it is to get on the phone with the lender and say, before there's a problem, and even if you can pay this month, call them up as soon as you know that your income might be affected by it. You know, get them while they're still happy with you, and not when they're wondering what your problem is. But on your question about relief programs, you're right. There's too many to count. And obviously, they don't all apply to everyone, so you got to just be scouring trusted news sites. Don't get your information from social media. Hey, I heard these people are forgiving this. Well, that can get you into trouble. Go to the source. Go to trusted news sites, the government. Listen to what people are saying. You know, Congress, maybe today, will vote on another relief package, and who knows what's going to be in that by the time they get to it. But you got to keep your ear to the ground, because there's a lot of this out there. People are being very generous right now.
Tom, over to you. I want to ask you about, and you're the guy that's always telling us to, both you and Paul, have the plan and cut expenses. But a listener sent a note to say, what might this do to our credit scores? Tom, I'm going to turn to you first if you want to have any insight that you might be able to share with that listener who asks what this might do to our credit scores.
Well, you know, I'm certainly not an expert in credit scores. I know, you know, we all know common sense. If you don't, you know, you don't pay your debts, you don't pay your expenses, you know, that ultimately impacts your credit score. But it really is deeply influenced by the lender itself. And I'm sure Paul will tell you this, you know, as a community, many, many lenders don't really go to credit reporting services until you're maybe 60 days or possibly even 90 days past due. But, you know, these are really unprecedented times. We have never, ever seen anything even remotely close to what is going on here. And I think, you know, again, I'm going to defer to Paul on this one, but I think lenders and other financial institutions are going to be compelled to go to extraordinary means to, you know, to help their depositors, help their, you know, their credit, the people that borrowed money for houses, cars, those kinds of things, because they really just can't afford to, you know, foreclose on everything and have all this, you know, have all this real estate and all these cars and other, you know, consumer goods. And who are they going to sell them to? How are they going to recover? So we're kind of all in this boat together. We've all got a row together, and But I'd really, you know, I think deferring to Paul here might be a better resource. Paul, what do you think?
You're not going to get a ding unless you get into trouble. And as you said, getting out in front of it is the best bet. There's no guarantee that if you end up, because not every lender is going to be as generous as every other one. Not everyone is going to be willing to make a deal with you. And, you know, you might have a late payment. But, I mean, you got to do what you can do and hope your lender or whoever is giving you credit is going to be understanding or work with you. They're in the same boat. They would much rather have something than nothing.
So, Tom, how about cutting expenses for yourself, maybe even your own household? We're all tightening the belt, working from home or saving on gas and lunch. What about you folks?
Well, certainly, you know, gas is kind of the number one thing. You don't really have that commuting expense anymore. And I was stunned by this yesterday as I was doing some driving, you know, out for, you know, essential things. And I have seen gas prices as low as $1.39 a gallon. So shocking. But so, you know, there's lots of things that you probably do. Here's a four-letter word that I think a lot of people don't want to hear. It's called cook. Maybe you're familiar with it. You have this device in your kitchen. It has, you know, four places on top of the stove where you can actually, you know, heat up things. In an oven that you can actually cook things in. And so, you know, I think many of us rely on a lot of takeout food, a lot of convenience food. And so maybe think about cooking a little bit. You know, many people have rediscovered, you know, the cooking. In fact, I was, you know, talking with my practice manager over the weekend, and she was asking me for some tips on baking bread. And that's kind of a thing I've taken up over the years is, you know, trying to, you know, bake my own bread. And so I've been sharing some of that information, you know, with other people. And so, you know, cooking, just having, you know, not relying on takeout food so much could really save you a lot of money.
I got to confess that Elizabeth and I have been doing our best to support restaurants that are hit hard and doing a lot of takeout. But Paul, are you and the lovely Mrs. Tormey cutting expenses or maybe cooking at home? I know Michael's got to eat, and I bet he finds his way to the refrigerator every, 5-10 minutes?
Don't remind me. No, but you know, we cook at home. We rarely take out food or go out to eat, so it's not much of a change for us. And you know what else I do? I brew my own coffee. And I know people who are commuters spend an awful lot of money on coffee. So I mean, that's an expense that you can trim right away. There's a whole list article that we were talking about, lists a lot of things, canceling subscriptions, shutting off memberships, you know, cutting cable, all this stuff. And the question, I think, is how long is this disruption going to last? I think everybody is sort of hopeful that we're talking about things that might go several weeks, a couple of months, not a very long-term problem. And so, you know, there's the question of, well, how much money can I save by cutting this out for just the duration of this, which we all hope is going to be relatively short. So I think it's more the day-to-day stuff that you can cut out, that like the gas, it can be a huge expense for people who have long commutes. You know, things like dry cleaning, people who have to dress up a little bit at work, you know, who maybe are wearing sweatpants and T-shirts now. So that's not it. But it's those day-to-day things where you're going to save. The cutting of the memberships and subscriptions, I think, is more for a longer-term disruption.
You know, we got about a minute left, and we want to pivot back to Tom for something. Tom, we haven't talked to you since the extension of filing taxes. Can you enlighten some listeners about that?
Sure. Well, you know, the Treasury came out last week and originally said that, you know, we're going to extend payment due dates to July 15th, which still left the April 15th filing deadline in place. But just recently, as you probably already know, they have now moved the due date, which previously was April 15th, to July 15th. And, you know, in my 35 years in this profession, I've never seen this happen. We've seen, you know, certainly, you know, there was a time in Maine many years ago where we got a lot of snow on April, you know, 14, and we got a couple of extra days, but nothing like this. So your tax return is not due until until July 15. And of course, if you owe money, you're going to have to pay up on July 15. But You know, there's no reason to delay getting to your tax professional and getting your tax returns done so you know whether you have a refund. If you have a refund, you should be filing now. Get that money now because that could help you, you know, keep out of, you know, problems with creditors and, you know, other issues in your household. So don't wait to file. Please, please don't wait to file. Get to your tax professional. Just because you have till July doesn't mean you should take that.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.